Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Special guest disc jockey this morning. Troy Murray is in studio. Troy, you are not the most valuable person on the planet.
I know that.
Oh, you knew that already?
Yep.
Okay.
I accept that. I accept that.
But on the phone, today's MVPP is... Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
We're doing fine, thank you. How do I pronounce your last name?
It's Bocker. Bock like the composer, O-R.
Jim Bocker. Have you seen these potholes around town that are filled with mosaic tile, mosaic artwork? They're all over town. This is the guy. This is the guy that does artwork in potholes. Pothole artist. Is that a fair term?
That's a fair, odd term, but yes, that's correct.
All right, so when did you do your first one?
Back in 2013, May of 2013.
And it was a one-off then, right? You go, this is fun. I'll just do it.
Yeah, I originally started to kind of get I thought it'd be fun to maybe get a little PR for my fine artwork, maybe throw a little attention to it, and then it kind of took over.
So how many, did you even know how many you've done now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've actually documented them all on my website, and right now I'm at number 82.
82 individual pieces of pothole art. Which one are you most proud of?
Probably the one right at Michigan and Ohio, which still is hanging on by a thread. It's about half there.
Uh-huh.
Because of its location, because it's smack dab right downtown in the city, and it just gets a ton of eyeballs on it.
How did you get that done? Was it the middle of the night?
Well, that's a good question, because what I did, because I was thinking I can't draw attention to myself, and what would be the best time to do that? And so I ended up, because in the middle of the night, that really looked suspicious. So that ended up being done about 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
Oh, good call. Sure, the sun's up and nobody's on the street.
Right, right. And, with an orange vest and a couple of traffic cones down there, it looks like you're supposed to be there.
Now, have you crossed over where the city has welcomed this yet?
Well, the city hasn't ever contacted me directly. The Tribune did an article on me back about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and they contacted the city for a response, and they kind of said that they appreciated the spirit of the campaign, but I should leave the work to professionals. And that's been about it for communication.
But what I've been told is, because it's going to shock you, I'm not a pothole expert other than when I curse when I hit one. But what I've been told is your work is actually high quality, and it takes care of the problem. In other words, these potholes are professionally filled, and they just happen to be fine pieces of art.
Totally true. Totally true. What happens, if the art fails, it's the asphalt around the art. Because if the asphalt around the art starts to fail, then the piece is unstable, and then the car is pounding it and eventually tear it up. But if the asphalt remains stable, these things can last indefinitely. They'll last 3-4 years. And ultimately end up going, it's because the street gets repaved completely.
Sure, sure.
And, wait, how'd you get the formula for that mixture that you use? And can you give it to the city?
Well, the thing is, I use concrete versus asphalt. And so that's the big deal. But it's the same technique I use in my fine art stuff. So it's just this straight up concrete.
Do you have an accomplice?
Occasionally. I like to have an accomplice just for making things easier, but most of this stuff I've been done by myself.
Were you like a handyman type? How'd you know even how to start this?
Well, it's a kind of a weird story, but I mean, my background is as a designer in the ad biz. Did that for a couple of decades. So, and then I went to Europe for the first time in the late 1990s and discovered ancient mosaics and how durable they were.
Okay.
You can see they're 2,000 years old and they look exactly like they were done, yesterday, because right, the glass and the marble don't fade. So I really got into it as a hobby. And then on a whim, transferred that passion into fixing a pothole in front of our house.
Now, we get tons of people listening right now who are driving, people going to work, doing whatever they're doing on a Friday morning. As they're driving in and around the city, give them a couple to look for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm a couple of, well, let's see, boy. right at Michigan. There's a map on my website that shows where they all are.
Yeah, but you did all of them. Just give me a couple.
Michigan and Ohio.
Yep.
There is one at 420 North Wabash. If you look for them a little bit, there's one about 4700 North Kenton, K-E-N-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
But you said everyone is listed on the website.
Yes, everyone's listed, and I tried to keep it current as to whether it still exists or whether it's been paved over or whatever.
This can't be cheap. I mean, you have to pay for supplies.
Right. They run about $75 to $100 a piece to do.
Well, that's not bad. I thought you'd be talking about thousands and thousands of dollars, so I don't feel as badly for you now.
Well, that doesn't include my hourly rate, of course.
Right.
I never charge. But what I do is I sell fine art prints of each installation on my website. You know, like a limited edition set of 30 of this piece or that piece.
Oh, okay.
And then I also... every year I try to do a Kickstarter campaign to help fund the campaign.
This has been a national story before. Is there any other cities who are smart enough to say, we love what this guy's doing, I want to bring you in to do, you know, Tampa Bay or whatever?
Well, yes, but it's not the city. I've had galleries bringing me out. I've got pieces in Philly and Detroit and L.A. and San Antonio and Nashville. I did a promotional campaign for country western music singer in Nashville a couple of years ago. That was fun. I've been out to Finland. I was the resident street artist for an end of winter festival in Finland about 4 years ago, and did a half dozen pieces there.
Well, I think we know, Jim. Potholes know no boundaries. Potholes are international. There is no language barrier in potholes. You can go anywhere in the world, and you could do your mosaic brilliance on any of them. If you think, in the great tradition of great artists, have you thought about bringing on an apprentice to teach them?
I have not. I've got twin 13-year-old boys that that might be ideal candidates, but they haven't expressed much interest right now.
Yeah, well, you're an artist. They probably think you're nuts.
Yeah, well, I think this is what dads typically do, which is weird.
right. I was always worried about my own kids when I did the afternoon show here because I played golf in the morning. I went to work at 1. I came home at 7 or 8. You know, they saw me before school. They didn't really see me after. And yet other dads were always around. We think dad's a drug dealer.
Exactly. This is normal. But, you know, you touched on a quick point. I never intended this initially, but it's everyone can relate to it, no matter who you are. Everyone hates potholes.
Yep.
You know, no matter where you live, I've gotten emails and calls from all over the world because everyone can relate. So that's kind of fun.
It's a very cool thing. It really is. And I absolutely mean this when I say this. I think you have made an ugly part of the city beautiful, and I think you ought to be proud of that.
Well, I appreciate it.
And all right, what's the website so people can see?
It's just my last name, Bacher, BACHOR.com.
All right, BACHOR.com, Bacher.com.
Yep.
He is the most valuable person on the planet. And our first artist, by the way. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Steve.